Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening to in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. And you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And so the first way, the format of the show is the first 50 minutes before we go to the break, I'll give you a tips or tools or talk about what's going on as far as guidance, what I hear from my guides, and then we open up the phone lines for the last 45 minutes. So I'd like to give you the number so you can get your pen out and get all ready to call. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And this week is all about, of course, Thanksgiving. A lot of everyone's making plans. And a lot of times when we do that planned thing, we start off, I see it symbolically as like a starter gun going off, and then we're off on the races. So it's symbolically, we look universally like we're ready to start the holiday busyness, and Thanksgiving is the big kickoff. And you can even see when you go out in the stores that after Halloween, all of a sudden there's the Christmas stuff happening. And so I really encourage you to take this time and really remember what Thanksgiving is all about, and that's an attitude of being thankful for what we have, thankful for what we are hoping for, because the attitude of gratitude is the most strongest key that we can have to manifest anything. Be thankful for even the a time in our life when right now we could be experiencing a lot of stress, a lot of fear. A lot of people are experiencing job loss and fear. So sometimes when we're experiencing the sense of lack, we wonder what could we be thankful for. But when you start changing your attitude and be able to step back a little bit from not looking at the problems, being thankful for waking up to a new day, be thankful for having a roof over your head, be thankful for having food be put in your mouth. And even though that might be, I know a lot of people now that are having to leave their homes, living in shelters, but even during those tough situations, being thankful for, again, having a shelter to go to, having food that is delivered. When we're able to maintain that attitude of gratitude, even during the toughest times, it allows the energy field not to collapse down. A lot of times when we have stress, I literally see the energy field go into a contraction pattern. It contracts and we go into reactive instead of proactive. And those times when we have to face part of our worst nightmares is the real time when we want to be able to pull up our tools, be able to reach into our tool bag and really walk the talk from all the stuff that we've been acknowledging or learning about or collecting. And this is a time when we really want to be centered, stay in the now, and really understand that that's the only thing that we can control. We could worry about the future until and drain all our energy as far as the who's, what's, where's, or we could think about the past and energetically drag the past around. When we are able and allow ourselves to stay in the center and be thankful as far as what we have right now, and then that changes the whole energy field. And if people were able to see, if I sometimes talk about, I wish there was a movie camera going on in my head to be able to show people's energy patterns, what it looks like when we create a bunch of static out of our energy field and hectic situations, or when we create a wave of beauty. Think of it as a wave of flow, a wave of peace. It looks exactly like you guys feel the difference in my voice. There's a sense going out of your energy field, a wave, a ripple that again has balance. It has it contains a sense of awe-ness in it, or we create a lot of static. And a lot of times, again, especially when we're faced with very stressful things, it's hard for us to maintain and remember that balance. But that is the key for us to being in our center, it's the key for us to be able to get peace, especially, again, when it feels like we're being bombarded by a bunch of hail balls that contain a lot of stress. When we go inside, nothing on the outside of the circumstances, no matter how bleak they can appear at times, can take away your inner core, your essence, your essence of who you are. Each and every single one of us are divine beings of source, creator, whatever that means to you. the more you could connect to that, the more you embrace that, the more you live from that place, the more, no matter what your outside circumstances are, it gives you the strength, it gives you the courage, it gives you literally the energy, the life force to be able to face life struggles, to be able to face the hectic part of life, especially during this period right now where collectively that starter gun goes off and we're off to the races to go prepare for the holidays. And there's, again, a sense of hurry, hurry, hurry. We got to get stuff done. We got to get to this sale or that sale. And when we start getting caught in that gerbil ride, and it literally brings our energy field into that frequency, that vibration, and how you can do those daily things. You can do your shopping and not get caught in the gerbil ride. It's all how you direct the energy. So take a lot of pauses throughout the day. Align yourself within yourself. Align yourself. Get yourself into your heart space. Drop your attention, your head, right into your heart. See you, yourself, coming from that heart space. See even your heart chakra growing from to the top of your head down to the bottom of your legs and expanding out. That's where you're directing your energy to come from, that heart space, come from that love frequency. And that literally opens doors and brings in more loving experiences, down to simple things as far as getting a parking place, spot in front of a very busy place, down to having better experiences as far as experiencing joy, happiness. And again, right when you think you can't take it anymore, then all of a sudden an opportunity opens up for a job or a move or something that you've been feeling, again, blocked with. That opportunity for us to stay open when we have a lot of, again, what I call static or energy chaos coming down on us, that's where it's it's when we take our, it's like shows the fabric what we're made out of, and remembering that each and every single us are made of, like the image of God, Source, Creator. That is the truth. It's not my truth. It is the truth. And when you remember that down to your core, and that's the fiber of your being, that's what your whole energy field is made of, it really flips the switch, is what I see energetically. Think of it as a radio station going from chaos and static, or from having flow and peace. And that's where you want to start your daily posture from every single day. Tap into that universal force that flows all around us, that's through us, that's part of us. And if you feel yourself getting pulled off track, just remember it's as far away as your breath from your direction, from how you direct your energy. And by simply pausing, going down into that heart posture, literally changes the whole frequency that you're going out. It is a practice, and it is a process. And so the more we understand this practice and process, the more when you start feeling that chaos energy around you, the more you remember to take your tools out, because a lot of times we forget that. We forget to, we don't think of our tools until afterwards. And then it's like, whoops, I could have had a V8 kind of posture. So the more we practice when we're not having stressful times to pay attention to our breath, pay attention to how we're feeling. How is our stomach feeling? How are our legs feeling? How is our back feeling? The more you're training your body to go inside of itself and from living in that place of peace, of that place of feeling connected to Source, that place of claim and your entitlement, and we are all entitled to be connected to the Source Creator part of us, and also being able to, our outside world, be so connected to it that we see the results of that. And so that means flow, that means peace, that means happiness, that means job, that means career, that means abundance in all sorts of forms. And so now is a great time to decide to direct your energy during this holiday season from that place of empowerment, from that place of peace. Be the person that you want to see on the outside. Be the ones that we are waiting for. Be the light bearers to be able to hold the light for those that could see really bleak and dark times right now. And as you do that, it literally changes your energy field. You enlighten yourself as you hold that posture. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. And also as far as the attitude of gratitude, just remember what we give out comes back. And so the more we come in that place of coming and giving from the heart, giving with no agendas, giving with just from our heart for the sake of giving, the more we are able to receive and take in the energy of what it feels like to be and act like a creator. Creator gives us life. Creator gives us life force. Creator gives us, created the sun to give us some heat so that creates food and warmth for us and shelter for us. And so think of when we act like creator, giving for, again, no agenda, nothing for a return. The more we are imitating the higher self within ourselves, the more we feel connected to our higher self, our higher essence, and the more we see that in our outside life, that we are get the results from that sense of giving. And yes, it does come down to having grace and ease in our life and things seeming to come easily into our life. But when we set off that our agenda is that we're doing it from a heart space of being more like the, for sharing because we like to share, sharing because we like to see somebody's face light up when we give them something that they know that they've been waiting for, and not to get the attaboy or the attagirl on the pat in the back, but just doing it right from that heart space. It absolutely changes your frequency to be more, again, like creator. And remember, creator lacks nothing. Creator doesn't lack for anything of abundance, of love, of health, of disease. That's not part of creator's lifestyle. So the more we are act like creator, the more we give thanks, the more we come from that posture, the more we remember to breathe, stay present, the more our outside circumstances starts imitating what we're glowing from the inside. So when we go, you glow your inner divinity, the more that shines out, it ripples out for yourself, for all those around you, and then it goes out to the universal fields that connects us all together. So each and every single one of us does matter, and just simply think, I am putting in an order of peace, love, and a ripple of unconditional love right now, or I'm putting in chaos into the this energy soup right now. And so the more you put in the chaos, the more you get the chaos. The more you put in the peace, the more you get the peace. So now, again, have the time to be, this is the period that you're going to put in more grateful attitude of gratitude, gratefulness, and really tapping into what it is means to you to be like the creator, whatever that means to you. And it absolutely will change your life. If you listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show, we're going back to the phone lines and we're opening them up. We'll be back after this short break.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Gods yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Gods yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Gods yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to Dr. Pat's Makeover.com. That's DrPatsMakeover.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we opened up those phone lines. One quick thing before we go to those phone lines, I do want to remind people that I have a free teleclass tomorrow night. That is from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you cannot make it, you can listen to it. It will be televised afterwards. And that is how to weather the energetic storm, and so tips and tools and how to be able to stay happy in this time right now. So that's tomorrow night. All the information, check it out at www.carrieoconnor.com. All right, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Going back real fast, you said actually televised, huh?
Teleclass, yeah.
Oh, teleclass. Okay, I just want to make sure if you were, like, doing your thing in front of a green screen, you know, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's to come. It's coming here to the 2010.
I'd be kind of jealous because I did some TV work back in college, and I remember running around in front of a green screen. I will say this, though. If you ever have any friends that are doing, like, a gag gift or anything during Halloween, have the person in front of the green screen wear green. Then whatever, you know, your, you know, flesh is being exposed is floating around, and it looks kind of cool. No, it was a great Halloween thing. We did it for one of our newscasts, which was prepping up for the Halloween Friday, and so our newscast, our weatherman, dressed up all in green completely, so all you saw was a head floating back and forth on the screen. It's pretty impressive. I like that. Those were the days, right, Carrie?
That's funny.
Those
That's
were the
good.
Days.
Those are the days.
I know. Okay, so let's head off to Janice. She's calling in from Issaquah, Washington. Her and her hubby have been, or they have purchased a new home, but they're also selling a lot on the side. So they're wondering if that will sell, and hopefully in order to maybe pay for the home as well. So Janice, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Janice. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. I loved your talk this morning. That was really
good.
Helpful.
Good. Thank you. So what's going on?
Well, we're about to purchase a vacation home for retirement, and that will be closing the middle of next month. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, we have put a lot that we have for sale that's up in Canada, northern Canada, up for sale. So we're just hoping that's going to sell and so we can help pay for our new vacation home.
Okay. All right.
Just wondered if you have any advice or...
Yep. The first thing I'm seeing is your father-in-law in spirit crossed over?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, because he comes in first with the other father, and he's the first thing I was getting is all wrapped up in 1.5 months. And so when I see a present that's all gold and it has wrapping paper around it, that's a good sign and a bow. And so, and with literally saying all wrapped up in 1.5 months, and so you're buying the lot, and so I mean, selling the lot is not going to take that long. So think of everything. I see you opening up a present by the time it's right now, to me, it's almost energetically December. So when I'm looking at the middle of February, that's like, again, it's a 1.5 month period. And that's a good move, a smooth move. I already see people looking. Do you even have the sign up in the Canada place? Because I see somebody that looks like a neighbor that could be looking at expanding their lot, or they want their children to come in and around that lot. So I'm seeing somebody that is driving by, and they could have literally drove by that period around your lot area and just was like part of their hopes and dreams. And it seems like they want to get connected more to family. So you're completing somebody's dreams as you guys are starting your own dreams and your dream house as far as your vacation home, your retirement home. So it's a cool thing to watch, and that's what I would put my attention on, intention on, as far as again, start. There is like a starter home completion of their life kind of thing up in Canada, and you're, again, starting a new phase in your life. And so, again, it looks like it's all in 1.5 months. By February, things look like it's all, again, nicely and neatly tied up. And I would remind that of your husband in particular, because the dad, your father-in-law, is pointing to your husband's head, and whenever he could get too much in his head or thinking too much, like fear-wise or contracting, just remind him of to stay open, because it's infinite possibilities open there, and that's when we're in those periods, we want to stay wide open, okay?
That sounds wonderful. And just to kind of relate to that, the house, that the vacation home, retirement home that we're purchasing is right next door to my sister, and this is why we all of a sudden went for this. So it's we're planning on being together forever.
Perfect. Perfect. So that's perfect confirmation for you, too, that you are starting that new period in your life, and you're also starting it and allowing it to be somebody else's, like, again, a starter home. So that's perfect. So that's good confirmation for you. Very good. Good
Great.
For you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much. That leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And Carrie, let's go off to the other side of the pond there. Let's go to Port Orchard, Washington. We have Lynn standing by. She wants to know or see if you can read some insights about why she's having some anxiety attacks. So, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Doesn't sound it with anxiety attacks. So what's going on?
Well, I'm doing good today. Last week, I had a couple anxiety attacks, which I hadn't had since I was like in my teens.
Yep. Lynn, I'm hearing this more and more since September of 2009, and especially because you're very empathic that, think of it, long story short, the veil is becoming thinner. As the veil becomes thinner, the veil separates us from our greatness, from our guides and angels, from the other side, from the other dimensions. And as it's becoming thinner, a lot of people are feeling it big time. And it also contains the part of our worst nightmares and our fears, right? So not only are we clearing our own individual stuff and karma, but we're also clearing a collective karma. And so there's a lot of people's like worst nightmares, fears are coming up. And because you're very empathic, you're picking up on both your own stuff and other people's stuff. So now more than ever, Lynn, it's so important to put your energetic shield on, consolidate your energy. That does not mean collapse. That means like pulling it in. For years and years and years, I used to talk about going 12 feet on either side and creating a grid 360 degrees, and so that's 24 feet across. The last year and a half, the counselor has been, and guides and angels have been showing me to have people pull in the energy to 2 feet on either, 2 to 3 feet on either side, or if we're going into a period where we know it's really stressful, to visualize themselves in an egg that's even 1 foot around you. And it's not about collapsing your energy. It's all about filling in energetic gaps and tears so then you're not picking up on other people's energy. Because right now, just think of there's a lot of static in the air that is very, it's staticky. And so then it helps when it hits us like a tuning fork and then we start getting staticky. So I'm seeing part of that has to do with you picking up on the state right now as far as a lot of energetic static in the air as we're clearing out. So really, when you go into, when you're feeling it, Lynn, go right into your breath. Also, getting into your side, into your breath, into yourself. Visualize your whole spine as a gold rod and seeing it growing from the inside out and then literally going through your skin and going to the 1 foot around you, 360 degrees, like you're putting yourself in a gold egg. Gold is very stabilizing. Gold in particular, it really gives us the energy of stability. And then go out to the 2 feet and the 3 feet around you. And again, if you feel like you're going into somewhere that, if I go literally to the grocery store, I'll pull my energy to the 1 foot around me because I want it consolidated again and having it like it acts like Teflon so other people's stuff doesn't come in. And make sure that you wash yourself off. I mean, literally getting yourself in the shower, and because, again, we energetically collect other people's static and stuff. And so taking a shower at night with Epsom salts would be very good for you. And working with a lot of lavender oil and chamomile tea would be very helpful for you. And literally lecithin, L-E-C-T-H-I-N. Take up to 3 tablespoons of lecithin daily. Space it out, and they've been shown that lecithin and making sure you have at least 4 liters of water has helped people not going on anti-anxiety medication because we don't tend to take enough lecithin in our bodies. And lecithin, think of the brain is made of 30% lecithin. Our spinal cord and all of that is 3/4 lecithin. And so when we're lecithin depleted, we can really feel more anxiety. And again, I've heard of many people that have taken themselves off of an anxiety medication with that, with the lecithin, so that would be a good thing for you. And make sure, again, I see that your hydration should go up to 4 liters a day, so making sure you get enough of that. That will be extremely helpful for you. And there's Rescue Remedy out there by Boxflower Remedies, and that would be very helpful too. Rescue Remedy helps with anxiety. And so all of those things should really help you. And again, the biggest thing is starting with the AM, PM, and throughout the day, making sure you're tapping in and that you're in a gold ball of light, or if you have a different color, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter as far as if your head or your intuition tells you to pick a blue ball, then go for that. But what you're doing is you're preparing yourself. It's like putting a seatbelt on and you're or locking your doors when you go outside, and it's going to help you not empathically pick up on a lot of other people's fears right now, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819. Carrie, we only have like 2 minutes left. How about we give out a little bit of information about you, and then we'll take a break, and we'll get back to our callers afterwards.
That sounds very good, because I didn't give out earlier information. So we just finished up a four-week series, and it's for the spiritual awareness class. That is available for MP3. It was extremely popular. It was 2 hours, and so you have a total of 8 hours of information, classwork, and then tips and tools of what to work with as far as anywhere from past life to multidimensional life to shamanism to seeing yourself as energetic being. It was very exciting, and it covers all different things. That is available for MP3, and again, it was very, very successful. So get yourself to look in the webpage and check that out. And also we have a new thing coming up, and this is for the KKNW listeners only, that I'm doing a half-off special from now to January of 15-minute readings and half-hour readings. It's important that you say you heard yourself on KKNW. And again, half-off from now till January, 15-minute readings. And you can, because many people ask this, can I get a gift certificate for myself if I don't need a reading right now, but I know I like one down the road? Absolutely. Just make sure that you said that you heard from KKNW, and it's a half-off special on 15-minute readings or half-hour readings. And we're also running other specials, so go and look on the website. Favorite it, because we're always doing new things, and we're going to be running a new series. It's called Back to Basics, and that's going to be a really important one, especially during these times right now. So favorite the website, and you'll be in the know of what's going on. And that's www.carrieoconnor.com. And we're going to go to a short break and going back to your phone lines.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunt to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we're here to you, with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
I would love to do that. Let's go now to Susan. She's calling in from Issaquah. She's looking for a new relationship. Is there a boyfriend out there for her? So let's help her out. Susan.
Yes. Hi, Carrie. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Susan?
Doing good, thanks.
Good.
I listened to your show.
What's that?
I said I enjoyed listening to your morning your little talk.
Oh, good. Good. So what's going on, Susan? The boyfriend department?
That's right. Is there one there or what's going on?
You know what? The first thing I'm looking at when I go to the head, first of all, is your father crossed over?
Yes.
Okay. Because he comes in and it's interesting. He came in and he looked like he's bearing gifts, and he opened up a silver platter. And then I saw this chicken running around, almost like a chicken with its head cut off, and it doesn't have feathers on it. I'm like, what are you talking about, Thanksgiving? And part of him, he's taking the feathers off of the symbolic chicken and putting them like feathers in your cap. So there's a part where he wants to recognize your accomplishment in other places of your life, and that don't be too hard on yourself as far as relationships, because we all have a corner of our life where we might have to tune in on, or it's part of where we come with our themes is what it is. And then when your energy body did this, I saw a scale on top of your head. So imagine right over your seventh chakra, a scale. And then I looked at it as far as it's like I just asked your energy body, Susan. So it goes right out of the head. It goes right out of where our mind chatter could be. And I said, open for relationship, Susan. And so, because I hear the calls before Benny gets, before they come online. And what was interesting, I saw 80% of your body is on the right side of yourself is open, and 20% is still processing and working through past stuff. So what does that mean? Does that mean that a relationship can't come in? Absolutely not. You should first congratulate yourself and go back to the father with the feathers in the cap as far as having yourself clear out your front fibers. So that's where we put our hopes and dreams and desires, and also we put our worst nightmares into those front fibers. And so you've done a lot of work on clearing and defining as far as what you want in a relationship. And so, and especially from now over the next 2 months into the month of two, which is February, of really fine-tuning your heart. So I see this outline of this guy coming into what I call the two position. But also, has it been 2 years since you've been in a relationship or a serious one?
Yes, it has.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. And I'm seeing you testing the waters or tapping into the waters. So part of this whole thing going into the left side of the energy, Susan, has more to do with, like, the past and, again, having to do with the bottom line is there clearing out any kind of thing is my worst nightmare, that I'm not going to have somebody that is of my vibration, that I have to lower my vibration to be around somebody, and that we don't want to do that to anybody. So you're clearing out any kind of fears of that. And yes, there are guys that are out there that have on the same page, and they are free and they're not married and all of that kind of stuff. And so it's part of it is like having, you're clearing out cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with past relationships that go down to way back when even you were young. And I'm going back to when you were 2 to 4 years old, as far as messages that you have about relationships and also being able to receive from relationships. And I also see you very stretched out, where think of the past in any kind of relationship, not just with guys, of where you've had to feel like you've had to stretch or bend. And it's all about what I call about having flexibility and within a relationship, and also when we bend too much and when we don't bend at all. And so there's a part of learning again flexibility. It's like the ebb and flow. So think of over the next 2 days into the next 2 weeks, it's like where I see the scale, it's like whenever your head season is going in, because there's a holiday season coming up, and a lot of times when people are in a relationship, we start noticing it during the holiday season. And so think of this as a perfect opportunity for you to be the partner that you want, that you see outside of yourself. And so think of writing down, and take the time to write down, because your dad's given you a piece of paper, and I see an empty sheet of paper. So it's like or the adjectives of what you want in a relationship. So if you want security, if you want a sense of humor, if you want somebody that feels is balanced, write it out as far as what you truly desire in the feeling department, and then be those things to yourself. If you want somebody that makes you feel secure and is secure, then be secure and within yourself. If you want somebody that's funny and light, then be funny and light yourself. And what that does, it literally fine-tunes, and think it gets out any kind of static that's in the energy field that has to do with how about if somebody doesn't come in or are worse nightmares, and it literally clears through, and it breaks through, it brings in the person. And that's when I see over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, into the next 2 months, in February in particular, is a feeling relationship already comes in before February, but there's a sense of, like, you can rest on your laurels, is that what Dad's saying. And then he goes back to this, like, headdress as far as with the feathers. So it's like already acting like you're in the relationship, already having that posture of that, you know, that the divine partner is making their way to us. And part of the gig is to not energetically bending forward and getting to the who's, what's, where's, why's. And part of our job is knowing that we put the order in, and how we put the order in is in literally our heart signature. And all of us are pulsing out our heart signature with every thought, word, and deed. And part of the trick is that a lot of times we put in static, or we have 51% of energy that goes into fear that the person's not coming in, or our past experiences or past relationships. And so part, as we define our signals that we put out, and again, think of your arms wide open is a total different posture than having that like our arms like 6 inches apart, and then that means it's just like a short tube to get the relationship in. It's like when our arms are wide open, that means infinite possibilities, open to infinite ways of having the partner come in, and us enjoying the process of creation and germination of the partner coming in, and also totally trusting and allowing and knowing that the universe has the person for us. And this is not airy fairy universe. This is absolutely trusting and knowing that our higher self is working in unison with the higher self of the other individual, in that the person is making their way to us. And it's totally different when we hold it in our mental body than when we hold it in our physical body. When we hold it in our physical body, it is like our, think of, it's like an image of our cup runs over. So you see a whole, literally a cup that goes down, into that is so filled up that it's like a waterfall of your essence that's going over your energy field. And in that essence, that overflow is your signature that goes out to the universal grid and electromagnetically brings the person in matching it. And part of that is a practice, and part of that we have to clear out past experiences. And so that's where they're congratulating that you're 80% there as far as clearing out past experiences of worst nightmares that I'm not going to meet anybody. And especially where I just keep on seeing your father show me where you feel thin, stretched out, and really feel like I'm almost ready to snap on this. And this is where you're turning the, having a turning point. And yes, the partner's making their way in, especially as you open up and be those who take the time to write down the adjectives of what you want in a relationship, because that's going to be the thing that like kind of breaks the, I hear the doorbell ringing. So that means that it brings a person down into the physical. All right. It's all those things are tips and tools that people have and through how to create something in the laws of attraction. And when people get down to the part of writing things out, a lot of times we don't do that, and we think, oh, I have it in my head, or I know what I want. But when we physically write things out and concentrate on the feeling part, we're literally creating, we're getting rid of the static in our energy field, and we're fine-tuning our desires, and we're actually making pathways within our energy field to bring that individual in. So absolutely, partners making their way in. You believe it. The headdress is that you already have that feather in your hat, and it's not like like a feather in the hat of accomplishing and bringing, like I caught somebody like a chicken, but it's much more of a deservability, going back into looking at themes of self-worth in the family, and really looking at it as the observer. Do I feel worthy of a relationship, and has that, what is my message that I received on both sides of my family of worthiness? Because that's more of the theme of relationship than as soon as you start looking at that, it's like fine-tuning any kind of residual energies of not worthy and worst fear of nobody coming in, okay? So, yes, okay. The partner's making his way in.
Yes, okay, because there was somebody that I did meet, and I didn't know stuff.
Excuse me?
There was somebody that I met, and I wasn't sure if that's the partner that it's supposed to be.
Right. Well, you know what, Susan, what I'm seeing as far as the 80-20, there's a part that when I see the scale of 80% yes and 20 not, when we meet the partner that is really like opens up our heart, it's like there's not any kind of, we don't get little red flags or little yellow flags, you know what I mean? And yeah. Also being able to enjoy the process as far as the germination, as far as like being able to do the dance, be flexible and stretch and really enjoy the process, instead of a lot of times when we meet somebody, we are like, we go full steam ahead and say, is this a partner? Is this a partner? And meanwhile, we're missing the dance of the relationship. Again, having the birthing process, the germination process. And this is where we're all collectively learning to be able to enjoy the dance as it takes the process, and also trusting and knowing that you're in a win-win situation. Either you have a sacred friend or you have a sacred partner. And when we get into having the divine complement relationships, there's no versus you complete me. You complete me as patterns we're getting out of. It's like two halves make a whole. We are being invited to get out of those kind of relationships and going into you complement me. You complement me relationships. It's a different signature. It's like a sense of fullness, a sense of knowingness that it's a different kind of relationship. That's what you're looking for. That's what you have been looking for. And yes, they absolutely are out there. And you also know, it's not a hoping. You know when you're entering into those relationships because the vibration is there. You could feel it. It's like it shakes. Those relationships happen very quickly, and things happen very quickly as far as it moves along very quick. But it's not a desperation thing. It is a real flow thing, and it feels really even, and it feels like it's like a yin-yang thing going back and forth, and it just feels really balanced, and it's like a sense of peace and expansion, not feeling stretched out.
Right.
It's trying to like fit a circle into a square, you know what I mean? And so, and being able to enjoy the process and enjoy the life and staying present, and that's the whole part of the lesson, because Dad keeps on saying feather in the cap, and so there's a part of knowing that you're worthy of relationships, and that's going to change the whole tune of you in relationships, okay?
Great.
All righty.
Great, Carrie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we're going to another break. You're listening to Carrie Conner Show, and we'll be back taking more of your calls.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Conner every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Conner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Conner Show. And I'm Carrie O'Conner, and we'll be here to the top of the hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, sounds like a plan. And I think we have about time for one more caller left. We have Vicky standing by. She's calling in from Seattle. She's been going through some health issues lately. We'll have her describe them in more detail. She wants to know, will it change or maybe some better practices around that? So, Vicky, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Vicky. What's going on?
Well, I've pretty much set this time aside to really focus on my health. And with that focus, I've been able to have some realizations about some conditions that are going on. Mm-hmm. I realized that I had Hashimoto's, mm-hmm. And now I think I've got diabetes. And so I've been focusing on my diet to change some eating habits. And any information you have around this point in my life and this focus, I'd like to know.
Okay, all right. Well, it's perfect that you are going inwards, Vicky, because that's exactly what we're being guided to do, especially think of it as since the year 2000, it was like a whisper to everyone's soul, go inwards, and accept the divine feminine, and regardless if we're male or female. Since 2005, that voice is getting louder and louder and louder. And so it's great that you're going inwards and you're also working on opening up that left side. That left side is our feminine energy, the ability to take in life force, universal energy, prana, chi. And a lot of times we are taught to feed ourselves off of other people's energy or toxic energy versus universal energy. And so it's great that you're doing that. And what I'm looking at energetically, I see a turtleneck around your around your throat chakra, which has to do with the thyroid and hypothyroidism. And it also has a tube that goes right to the center of your second chakra. And a lot of times when we have thyroid issues and diabetes, and actually the first thing when you said diabetes, as you get the thyroid in order, I'm seeing the diabetes is going to go right hand in hand with it. That the it's like borderline sugar, and as soon as you get the thyroid in order, it's going to really correct the diabetes or really make it minimal or have it be where it's like very much easily adjustable, and part of it's again part of the thyroid. And when I'm looking at the turtleneck thing, the symbolic turtleneck, actually it's interesting because I see a grandmother coming in giving you turtle medicine. So think of turtle represents the earth, it represents again the divine feminine energy, and in a lot of indigenous tribes when they the turtle medicine is, it indicates the earth and Mother Earth. And so think of this as a time for you to connect with earth, nurture yourself, nurture the earth, come back into balance. And that's what thyroid is all about, as far as balance and being able to be in balance. And so nurturing yourself, especially that left side of your energy. And when I go down to the second chakra, that sex, abundance, is creativity, one-on-one relationships. So this is an opportunity for you to rebirth yourself where you're much more in balance with the left side going back to the turtleneck on the throat. I look at it, it looks like a really dark green, almost black energy, and I feel it's very tight. And so it looks like, and actually when I get into it, I feel like I almost can't breathe. So making sure that you literally take your finger and draw infinity eights, sideways eights, over your thyroid, going all the way down your body and going then off of it. You're connecting the right side and left side of the body. Open up communication, and that would be very important for you right now during this time. It increases the communication. Then you could even go 2 inches off. You're going through the energy field, and then go all the way out until your hand could reach out and intend even further to go 3 feet all around you. Again, infinity eights is connecting the meridians that are through your physical body and your emotional body, mental body, and spiritual body. And this is where when I hear the Helen Reddy song, I want to recognize the Helen Allen in and around you that has crossed over. Maternal grandmother's bringing her hand, and she's when I hear the song, I am woman, hear me strong, hear me roar. That was a song, I think, in the 70s or 80s. I don't know. But this is all about you, and the spotlight is on you as far as you, Vicky, as far as looking at your life feng shui and clearing out, really getting rid of anything physically, mentally, emotionally that's bringing you down into the place of feeling drained, into what I call the 3D separation part. And when they're really encouraging, like, the feng shui of clearing out anything, as far as it's a time to clear out, to literally clean your rooms up, clean your house up, your belongings up, get rid of any of the excessive stuff, of excessive baggage, because that's where I go to the turtleneck. I see it has these tubes that go behind your back too, and I see it's like carries this sled of just a lot of like past baggage that is looking to get rid of, and you're in especially the last 5 years, going to the last 5 months. May, this is a major turning point. This past May of 2009, it's kind of like when your body said, hey, I had enough, mayday, mayday, let's get attention to you, and that this is a perfect time, Vicki, from now to May, to turn everything around as far as feeling like you're much more in the energetic driving seat. And then I see the turtleneck with the defense mechanism that you came in with to be able to protect yourself, and now you're, think of symbolically taking off, rebuilding it, because it looks like a bridge getting built, and that bridge, symbolic bridge, is very important because that's communication, again, between the right side and left side of the body, and you're energetically opening up the left side to be able to receive, again, more of life force, prana. So think of yourself like as in a dressing room. And when we're in a dressing room, we try on other stuff. So try on different things as far as things that resonate with you. Try on things that you love. Also, your vitamin D3 is nowhere next to where it should be. And just remember the number 70 to 110 milliunits, and that's where they're showing us that especially when you have thyroid issues, that your vitamin D3 should be minimum of 70 milliunits and up to, again, 110. That is really important when we're trying to regulate our thyroid. So making sure you check in on that. And also, I go over to the C's too. So getting to a vitamin C and increasing that, and then seeing the wolfberry. So any kind of nutritionist, homeopathy person or homeopathy nutritional herbs, that would be very good for you right now, because again, it's your turn. It's your it's time for you. And again, the receiving side as far as taking in softness for yourself. And I'm seeing a part where it looks like you're in prison. So think of any time you've had to put yourself on the shelf for everybody else, and that this is where the prison doors open, and especially as far as speaking up, where you've had to repress yourself as far as speaking, not being able to feel like you could speak up and or hold back because of whatever the scenario. It's all about you being able to express yourself, going down to the second chakra, creativity, giving birth to yourself, and this is the Vicki that is taking and changing generational patterns. It's like you're taking the pearls of wisdom from the family members, leaving out the pain part, which allows you to energetic, have your own autonomy and not have the subconscious feed feed those patterns that we come in here. So it's like you're breaking away. And again, it's all about rebirthing yourself. And so this is a huge period for you right now. And when I'm looking at the last 5 years, this year in particular, you're starting to think of it's another 5 year period. And there's a lot of change, but change is good. It's all about, again, adding more of you into the equation. So over the next 5 days, the next 5 weeks, next 5 months, and into the next, going into, again, the month of May, I'm seeing you symbolically in a crown, with a crown on your head in a chair. That's my symbol of entitlement, saying that I am entitled to have joy, happiness, peace, love, harmony, abundance of all sorts in my life, and that I am getting myself there. I am walking to that chair, and I'm not getting sidetracked, where before I'm seeing people pulling on you or situations that pull on you, and now you're saying, you know what, now it's about me. I'm getting up to that chair, and then I'll deal with those situations. So that's a total different way of directing our energy, and that's a place of, again, entitlement. A lot of people get sidetracked their whole life with scenarios and situations, and they never get to that chair. So think of that's an important step of your development, and even breaking generational patterns to realize that you are entitled to that chair is all about peace, joy, happiness, bliss, and being able to have, again, abundance. The cup runs over instead of the cup runs dry. So that's a there, when I see the lineage clapping, that's a wonderful sign because it's breaking generational patterns that are going to go down to future generations. And I see us, especially from now over the next 5 weeks, of you really having things get in order. I call it down to the nitty-gritties, and you could really feel the huge results of when you start with a thyroid, it takes a lot of tuning up at first. And so with the other support of the vitamin D3 and all the and the fish oils and omegas and the C's, that's going to really help the thyroid get in order very quickly. And that's, and the vitamin D3 also goes down to the our bones, endocrine stuff, and circulatory stuff. It's a really huge thing. And also as far as the diabetes, I keep on seeing that pushing the diabetes away. So that could be where as soon as you get the thyroid in order, that it's you could regulate it through diet, and it really is something that you don't have to have hanging over your head, which is a good thing. And And so this is where it's all, you're taking in the feminine energy and it's all about you, and that's a wonderful period to be in. Pay attention to seeing a lot of fives. That's your family members, the guides and angels saying to you, keep on going for it. And this is where, again, over the next 5 weeks, you're going to feel like it's like a bird out of the cage. You'll feel literally what it feels like to energetically not have a turtleneck around your throat. And that's part of that was a defense mechanism, but you're having the under reconstruction where you could, when I'm hearing the Helen Reddy song, I am woman, hear me roar, there's a part where wherever you want to roar, when you want to speak up, when you want to sing out, make sure you're able to do it. And if you can't, let's say you can't roar in a board meeting, you certainly can make sure you're sent, make sure you're heard, because this is what this whole journey is about.